Now, another Astros podcast.
Aroldis Chapman on the try and get a four-out save for the Yankees. Hard-throwing left-hander, and he comes on here with Josh Reddick at third representing the tying run. The go-ahead run, Marwin Gonzalez is at first. There are two outs. We're on the bottom of the eighth.
Boy, what a fun baseball game here at Minute Maid Park. 99 miles per hour on average, the fastball from Aroldis Chapman.
He'll face fellow Cuban Yuli Gurriel, who was 0 for 1 in the regular season against Chapman. But you'd have to imagine these two have more familiarity with each other than just the one at bat.
Listen to this crowd.
Whoever wasn't standing before is standing now. Tying run at third and Reddick. Go ahead run at first and Gonzalez. Two outs, bottom of the eighth. 3-2. Grounded up the third baseline, a fair ball. Reddick scores. Gonzalez is on his way to third. That got in the corner by Gardner. Gonzalez around third, coming home. He's going to score. It's a two-run double by Yuli Gurriel. And the Astros lead it 7-6. Oh, what an inning for the Astros.
Heater inside, doesn't matter to Gurriel. Whips it down the line. To knock in a couple of more, he has four RBIs and three hits in this ball game, and has put the Astros on his back. Wow, this place is going nuts.
One other change for the Astros, Josh Reddick, who pitch ran and scored the tying run in the bottom of the eighth. He's in the game in left field.
One out away from a miraculous comeback for Houston. Playoff atmosphere at Minute Maid Park.
Astros lead by one. No one on, two out. Ninth inning for the Yankees. Gardner's ready. So is Giles. Here's a 3-2. And Gardner hits this one out in the left center field. Reddick racing over. He'll have to play it on a bounce. Gardner a big turn. And he will hold up at first base. They'll throw behind him. The tag. Gardner's out. Gardner's out. And that's the ball game. Gardner rounded first too far. Thought about trying to take second. And the throw going behind him from Correa. And they get Gardner.
What a way to end it. Strong throw from Correa. Great communication. Reddick to Correa to Gurriel, and Gardner with a huge blunder to end the game for the Yankees. What a game.
Astros come back with four in the bottom of the eighth to take it.
Wow, what a fun game. That was my favorite game of the year.
Welcome back. Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, joined by Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow before the Astros take on the Yankees. And got some bad news before the game yesterday, Jeff. David Paulino, who was slated to pitch for the Astros in their next series and has been in the rotation for a little while, suspended for 80 games, testing positive for performance-enhancing drug. And obviously bad news for the Astros and bad news for Paulino.
It is. I mean, he made a bad decision, and he regrets it, and he's going to have to suffer the consequences. Unfortunately, so are we. If there's a silver lining in this, it's that, you know, we did need him in the last month, and with our pitchers coming back over the course of the next few weeks, there's going to be less of a need for him. So, but that's just the silver lining. It's really an unfortunate mistake, and hopefully he learns from it, and it means that our drug program is working, and that's the good news.
Jeff, it looks like the bullpen's kind of sucking wind. The All-Star break couldn't come at a better time. We know why they're suffering. They've absorbed so many innings with the starters not getting real deep into these ball games. What's the answer? I mean, how do you get these guys fresh again?
Well, first of all, we've got a day off tomorrow, and then we have 4 days off next week, and that couldn't come at a better time for us. On top of that, the guys are coming back. We've got several of our starters coming back, which means many of the guys in the rotation are going to have to move into the bullpen, which gives us more length and just some breathing room there. You know, I think the key was when you take a guy like Peacock out of the bullpen, a guy who can absorb 2-3 innings every couple days, it really puts stress on the rest of the guys, and we've seen it. We see chinks in the armor with Harris, with Hoyt, with other guys, and I think as the season goes on, they're going to get back into their groove and have their spots, and AJ's going to be able to use them exactly when he needs them, and things will pick up for us in the bullpen.
Speaking of the rotation, getting some guys back, Charlie Morton slated to make what's hopefully his final rehab start today before rejoining the rotation, and Colin McHugh making his second rehab start coming up Wednesday at Corpus Christi. Both of those guys taking some steps forward.
Absolutely, and they've had all positive steps so far in the last few weeks. Morton will pitch today, and if everything goes well, he may rejoin our rotation in Toronto. McHugh was here today pitching a bullpen, and he'll, I think he's slated to pitch on Wednesday back in Corpus Christi, maybe one more start after that. And then after the All-Star break, we'll figure out how to get him inserted back in. But it's going to be a relief to have those two guys back and Dallas at some point right after the break.
Yeah, speaking of Keuchel, any updates on him?
He's progressing, and we're feeling better and better that the injury has resolved itself. And so I think it's just a matter of days here before he actually increases the intensity and gets on the mound. And at that point, we're probably looking at, you know, sometime in the first week or two after the All-Star break, he'll be back in our rotation.
Jeff, a product of the team playing so well in the first half, that there's going to be a lot of All-Star candidates. We're excited at 6 p.m. Central Time. They're going to make those announcements. What do you think? What do you think it's going to be? Four or five guys for the Astros got a good chance.
I sure hope so. I think the three guys that have been in the voting are going to hopefully get to start. And then we should have a couple more, whether it's Dallas, Lance, Giles, you know, McCann,
Marwin,
Gonzalez. There's a lot of guys that deserve consideration. Boy, I think we're going to have the record for Astros in All-Star game. I really hope so. And it'll be fun to watch next Tuesday.
You know, Joe Musgrove had a rough go of it since coming off the DL, and wound up getting moved out of the rotation and got sent down to AAA. And his first AAA start Thursday against Albuquerque, I mean, I don't think you could have asked for much better. One hit over seven shutout innings.
It was great. 85 pitches. He did exactly what we needed him to do. So I think he's positioning himself to come back. Whether it's in the rotation or in the bullpen, I think he's going to be a big part of our second half. And we know what kind of talent he has, so we're anxious to get him back.
Hey, Jeff, the Futures game, and Joe Musgrove started that game for the USA team last year. It's a week from Monday, the day before the All-Star game, and three of the shining stars in the organization are going to be able to represent not only the Astros but their countries.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's one of my favorite days of the year, and three's the most we've had since I've been here. You know, Kyle Tucker, Derek Fisher, both playing for the U.S., both phenomenal talents. Mm-hmm. And Yordan Alvarez, not many people know about. We've talked about him a little bit on this show. But, boy, this guy, left-handed hitter with power, and he's going to hit for average. He's going to break records for OPS in every league he's in, and this guy's amazing.
And you guys got him in the trade from the Dodgers, the Josh Fields trade at the deadline last year.
Before he had even played his first professional game,
That's awesome. He
was traded from the Dodgers to us, and we couldn't be happier about it.
Meanwhile, speaking of getting some help from the minor leagues, getting some help on the coaching staff, Gary Pettis undergoing knee surgery. He's going to miss this road trip. And Tony DeFrancesco, Astros AAA manager at Fresno, and, of course, former interim manager here, former big league third base coach as well with the Oakland A's. So a guy with a lot of experience coaching third base will be able to come and help out for a little bit.
It's great. It's a great opportunity for Tony, and it's good for us to have him up here and to be able to cover for Gary while he goes through that. And, you know, Tony had his team on a roll over there. They started like 10 games under 500, and now they're three or four games over. They've really been cranking. So hopefully Radisson will be able to keep it going, and Tony will get back to them. They got a lot of talent down there in AAA, and Tony's done a terrific job of managing those guys.
You guys, first rounder last year, has been cranking this year. Forrest Whitley, just 19 years old in low A. You guys made a promotion today, and you zipped him up to high A.
Yeah, we always target beginning of July for a period to promote some of our top guys because they have 2 months left of the minor league season. And it's a well-deserved promotion. Yeah. He has been really pitching well. But as a young high school guy who's already in A-ball, you know, you need to be a little bit careful. But I think he's going to be able to handle high A. And we really think he's got an incredible ceiling. And he's probably not too far away, maybe a year or two from getting here.
Do you feel like you're a little more aggressive sometimes promoting recently drafted guys out of college as opposed to recently drafted guys out of high school who are a little younger?
I think so, except when you get to guys like Kyle Tucker and Forrest Whitley, who really are exceptional talent. Carlos Correa would be another one. In those cases, you know, you just promote them as fast as they show you they're ready, because all three of those players are extremely mature, and all three of those players are going to get to the big leagues at a very young age.
All right. Astros General Manager Jeff Luhnow, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Join the Astros and go behind the scenes at Minute Maid Park throughout the Astros ballpark tours. Fans can check out areas such as the broadcast booths, press box, dugout, scoreboard, and more. Visit Astros.com/tours to book your tour today. No score between the Astros and Yankees as we go to the bottom of the second here at Minute Maid Park. Carlos Beltran will stand in for the Astros against left-hander Jordan Montgomery. Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, pleased to be joined by a special guest, Zach Barth, joining us in the booth. He's a staffer for Congressman Roger Williams, who represents parts of Texas and was part of a really awful situation just a couple of weeks ago. First pitch to Beltran is high, as he was one of the people who was there for that practice for the congressional baseball game who wound up getting shot and fortunately is okay. And good to see you here throughout the first pitch before the game. Glad you could join us, Zach.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
There's a strike on the outside corner.
And number two, and probably most of all, we're so glad that you're okay. You got shot in the leg, Zach. And take us through that day. I mean, how crazy was that when all that was going on?
Yeah, you know, it was crazy. I was, you know, I help out with this baseball practice. You know, members of Congress, we play against Democrats every year. Mm-hmm. And I was just, you know, catching fly balls in center field when, you know, I hear a loud crack and it's 6:45 in the morning. Didn't know if it was a car backfiring or what.
Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Beltran down on strikes. Ball gets away. Romine picks it up, throws to first to get the out.
That was your first thought? You thought it was a car?
You thought it was a car, and then you hear, you know, pop, pop, pop. And at that point, you know, somebody says, there's a shooter. You need to run. And so I saw the guy. You know, he has a long gun. He's behind the third base dugout.
And you're in center field.
And I was in center field. So I ran to, you know, far corner right field, and just there was nowhere I could go. The gates were all locked. So I just laid down on my belly. Just very scary situation.
Had you already been shot?
So once I was laying down is when he started shooting at me. I saw him turn the gun towards me. He probably shot at me about 10, 15 times.
Wow. Gosh. Here's Marwin Gonzalez, switch hitting left fielder. Montgomery delivers, and that is just off the plate away. Well, I think something that was really encouraging to me, Zach, and you and I were just talking about it just before you came on. The next day was the baseball game, and the baseball game was still played, and you were able to be there. And I think that is very encouraging, and I'm glad that they still played the game. As this ball's lifted into right center fairly deep, it's playable for Ellsbury, and he makes the catch at deep right center a couple of steps from the track. Gonzalez is the second out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that game, it was important that we played it. You know, it wasn't about the final score. It was about the, you know, Democrats, Republicans. You know, we're all Americans. We're all on the same team. We might disagree on the way to do things, but, you know, we're there to play baseball and to bring people together, and we did exactly that.
Well, you guys made a statement for showing up and making sure that the other person or whoever's opposed to freedom in this country didn't win.
Exactly. You know, and that's we work every day for that.
Gurriel lines this one into center field. It backs up Ellsbury, and he makes the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Jordan Montgomery. Well, Zach Barth, who's a staffer for Congressman Roger Williams, who represents the great state of Texas out of Stratford High School, University of Texas, so glad you're okay, so glad you could join us, and glad to see you throughout the first pitch.
Thanks so much, and great to have you all. Thank you.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.